Yeah, this is a significant investment for Ulster, and obviously having Killybegs and Fannert included in this package, it's certainly a positive day, and I'm delighted the Minister for Agriculture is fully supportive of this project, and the $2.5 million that's going to all the lighthouses will be realised over the next few months.
And what kind of work will be done with this investment?
Well, obviously there's a very much a community focus, and I know my colleague Councillor Noel McBride has been working very closely with the Fannert community, and there are plans to look at accommodation, self-catering accommodation, and also the possibility of coffee shops, and you know there will be tourist guides as well to take people through the history of the lighthouse in Fannert. So that's at a local level. At a bigger level, we're looking at a new sustainable tourism project in Ulster, a trail, taking people from St. John's Point in down, right down to John's Point in Killybegs, and a coastal tour, a tourism and scenic historical cultural tourism trail that will incorporate many, many facets of what we have to offer from the Giant's Causeway through to Malin Head and into Glenbey National Park. And this summer pointed to an increase in tourism numbers, and certainly the value for money product that we can offer in this neck of the woods is something that people are already talking about following a very, very successful tourism season.